tweeting Cuba into submission. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The White House has confirmed an Associated Press investigation which found that the United States financed a Twitter service for Cuban cell phones between 2009 and 2012 for the purpose of eventually giving young Cubans a way to communicate freely and maybe form flash mobs to start an anti-communist Cuban spring. The AP indicated that it was done covertly, but spokesman Jay Carney says absolutely not.
These appropriations are public. In implementing programs in non-permissive environments, of course the government has taken steps to be discreet.
Discreet, not covert. And this was nothing to be ashamed of.
The program referred to by the Associated Press was a development program.
And the way that development program worked was this. U.S. officials got hold of 500,000 stolen Cuban cell phone numbers, then contracted with private tech companies to create a Twitter-type service beyond the control of the Cuban government, where participants' personal data would be used to find out who might be receptive to the idea of, you know, spreading democracy. You see, if Putin had just done that in Ukraine, we'd have had no problem with it. Anyway, in the end, the service fell apart before it got to the point of organizing any flash mobs to rise up against the Castro brothers. And having been to Cuba, I can tell you, yes, they're poor, there's no free speech, but there's also no burning desire for revolt. However, let me say, in defense of my own government, at least we didn't try the exploding cigar again. Now this is Dave Ross. I'm on Twitter at TheDaveRoss.